There was the noise we've been waiting for. Good evening. This is the Pacifica Foundation National Board meeting of December 11th, 2014, meeting by via telephone conference from various locations. And I am going to ask the Vice Chair, Tony Norman, to chair the meeting. So, Tony, please.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, do you need to formally call the roll?
Yes. Janice Lane Ewart?
Present.
Brian Edwards Peterant? Jose Luis Fuentes is absent and had asked for an excused absence. Janet Tobin?
Present, and I'm having difficulty hearing you.
Right. I think we established before that the problem is on your end.
No, that was Margie, and now you're better. Thank you.
I have a hard time hearing you too, Serene.
Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Rodrigo Agueta. Lydia Bresson.
Here.
Tim Kaufman.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Adriana Casanave.
Here.
Hank Lynn. Hank.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzel.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Janet Coleman.
Here.
Green Roberts is present. Manisha Sabah. Jim Brown.
Here.
Presente. Heather Gray.
Here.
Tony Norman.
Present.
Raul Salvador, CFO.
Here.
We have Juan, Madam, Mr. Vice Chair.
Brian just joined too.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
Okay, we only have one request for excused absence. Jose Luis, is there any objection? No objection? Any other excused absences? None requested? Okay, can we get a timekeeper? Lawrence or...
Brian?
I can try to keep time. Things are a little chaotic where I am.
And I'm at work, so I can't do it right now. Sorry.
Okay. We'll go straight to the... We got a timekeeper, Brian?
Yep.
Minutes on the agenda. Let's debate the agenda. We have a motion to accept the agenda.
So
moved.
Benito, is there a second?
Second, Margie.
Okay, the motion's been moved and second. Is there any discussion on the agenda?
Janet Kay to the staff.
Janet Kay. Okay,
so I noticed a motion on the agenda earlier, and it is to move that the following motion be part of item 10, budget motions from Finance Committee and related motions. That's the title of that section, and that it come before item A, budgets, in other words, to be the first item under that category. Here's the motion. Move that prior to the PMB approving the fiscal year 2015 budget for any given unit, KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, WBAI, WPFW, CNO, PRA, the salaries of all employees in that unit and all payments to consultants in that unit shall be disclosed to the PMB.
Okay, you submitted that in writing. That's the amendment to the agenda?
Yes.
Point of order.
Yes, Serene, what's your point of order?
There's a motion from the Governance Committee which... was moved up onto the agenda a couple of weeks ago. It is now item B under budget. So it's actually 10B. it has, I believe Lydia, who's on finance, had indicated that she intended to amend the agenda so that it applies to the budget. Please correct me if I've forgotten your original statement, Lydia. So, and if in fact my memory is correct, this motion from Ms. Coburn is merely a duplication of that.
This is Lydia. In response to that?
Yeah, Lydia, what's your response to that?
Yeah, I think, and again, I can't look it up right now. I'm also still at work. But I think that Janet's motion was not specific to the LSB, which the Governance Committee motion was. They're similar, if that's the question. I don't know. But we did move up previously the Governance Committee motion, but I don't know where it is on this agenda. It should be part of...
Okay, is there
Janet,
you want to speak to that?
Well, yeah, because this motion is about the fiscal year, specifically this 2015 budget, and yes, it is about the PNB, providing information to the PNB, not the, it's not the same motion. It's a completely different motion. Anyway, this, is there somebody who's seconding this?
Is there a second to that amendment?
I second. This is Lawrence.
It's been moved and seconded.
Margie has a point of information.
And Hank to the stack.
And Janet Kay, I'd like to motivate after the point of information.
Okay. Margie, what's your point of information?
Well, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe that these things are already included in the budget, and I would ask either Raul or Brian to confirm that. Aren't the salaries part, that's one of the pages of a budget, are the salaries. Anyway, that's my question.
There, well, I think Janet asked about one station in particular, which was missing it, and I'm sending that information out to the board now. And the consultant detail, I don't know that that's in any budget. And actually, I don't know which stations are budgeting on a consultant-by-consultant basis.
Okay.
Janet, and how many are just ballparking it.
Okay, thank you.
Janet Kay, you want to motivate your amendment?
That's right. Point of order.
Doreen, what's your point of order?
Okay. I raised my objection to the motion as a point of order because my recollection is that at the time that we agreed to move this governance motion, which comes from 2013, up on the agenda, the person making the motion to move it, whom I believe was Lydia, said that her intention was to modify it so it applied to these budgets.
But
point of order, Mr. Chair.
This is Kim.
But I'm responding to Serene's point of order. Based on listening to Lydia and Janet Kay and Brian, apparently it's different. They're saying that this is her motion, her amendment is a little different. She's adding, she's requesting something different. So, and Hank, what's your point of order?
Well, you know, to block somebody's motion with supposition about some other motion on things that have not occurred yet, like the changes she's suggesting, is improper.
That's not a valid point of order, but we're going to move forward. Janet Kay, you want to motivate your amendment?
Actually, it is a point of order.
Janet Kay, want to motivate your amendment?
Yes. So specifically, the KPFA budget has not included the tab or the, you know, with the salaries, and also this is requesting payments to consultants as well. I can't remember how long ago, over a week or 2 weeks ago, several directors had requested this information, and it was not provided until tonight. Apparently, I haven't looked at it yet. And we also don't have, you know, I don't know how much time we have to look at that tab and the whole KPFA budget in order to resolve any issues around it. But the budgets, at least the KPFA budget, two-thirds of the expenses, or I'm sorry, personnel costs, are two-thirds of the whole budget. So, I mean, we need that information. So, in any case.
Point of information, Adriana?
And this is Kim. Can I please be recognized after Adriana?
Adriana, what's your point of information?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The question is, when we're approving, when we are approving items to the agenda, are supposed to be two in favor and two against? It's a question.
That's right.
Yes. That's why it's a point of information. Okay,
right.
Thank you. I want to be in the stack in favor. Okay.
Kim, what's your point of information?
This isn't a point of information. I would like to amend that to include the health care benefits as well, which is also included in everyone else's tab, but
Brian,
not
order.
The KPFA's tab.
Brian, what's your point of order?
You can't amend the motion until we get to it. This is to put it on the agenda.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Is there anyone who wants to? I think Adriana wanted to speak to the amendment. Adriana?
Yes. I believe that what Janet is saying is totally right. We cannot approve budgets if we don't know exactly how much is being paid for employees and consultants. We need to have all that information before we can approve any budget. I agree totally with Janet. Thank you.
So are you speaking for or against the amendment? I wasn't clear.
For.
Okay.
I said in favor.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to this amendment? Any other discussion? Okay.
This is Kim. Yes. I'll speak for it.
Okay, Kim.
I mean, I agree with Adriana that this is information we have for all the other stations, so I see no reason why we shouldn't have it for all of our stations, which includes A. So, and we need it before we can review the budget.
Hank, for
okay.
a sec.
Hank, yes.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. You should only be taking people who are arguing no. You've exhausted the stack on yes arguments.
Right.
Okay. Hank, are you against the amendment?
I'm actually quite for the amendment. It only makes sense to have it.
Okay.
Well, we've already had our two people for it, so.
That's fine.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? Anyone else against this amendment? If not, is there any objection to this amendment? There's no objection, the agenda is amended. Okay. So we have the agenda amendment now. Is there any further discussion on the proposed agenda?
Well, this is Kim. I have a question.
Yes. What's your question?
What did happen to that motion to disseminate salary information to the LSBs that was on the agenda high up a meeting or two ago, and it mysteriously fell off, and I would like to have that reinstated.
My second.
Chair?
Yes, Doreen, you want to address that point of information?
The motion is still sitting at what was 10B until we just approved that change. It's on the agenda that Margie sent out earlier. I don't know what those members are looking at exactly.
Kim, she's saying that the motion is on the agenda on the 10B.
Okay, I do see it. It's a little buried. Okay, I see it.
Okay.
I have another point of information.
Yes.
Can the IED and the CFO please send us their reports now so we can read them before we get a verbal if we get to it, and in case we don't. But I like to read things, not just hear them. So if they can both send out their reports now, I would appreciate that. Thank you.
This is Margie. May I speak?
Yes, Margie?
I don't have a written report. I'm sorry. That just didn't happen this time. I did send out a report previously, which has not been discussed. If people want to talk about that, that's fine. But I don't have a report for this evening. I have a piece of information which I'm going to share on executive session. It's just a piece of information. I haven't had an opportunity to write a report. I apologize.
And
yes, may I speak? Yeah, same with Margie. I've sent out a report since Thursday. There was no development from my previous report, and so it was not discussed last time, and I'll be happy to report that in the open session this time.
Brian?
Yes, Brian.
If that's the case, I'll move to strike both the interim executive director report and the CFO report from the public session agenda.
Okay, is there any objection to striking those two reports?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks to the staff.
I'll motivate my motion then.
Okay, is there a second to Brian's motion?
Benito?
Yeah, Brian, you want to motivate your...
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we are meeting weekly because we have a lot of loose ends to tie up. I don't think we can expect that the executive director and the CFO are going to have a ton of new stuff to report on a week-by-week basis. But if we drag out the Q&A on their reports with sniping, it's going to keep us from getting to things we actually have to vote on, like getting budgets into place for our stations, getting some kind of stability to WPFW's lodging situation, and the other things that are waiting for us. So, you know, let's not kill time with stuff that doesn't actually require board action.
Janet Kay.
Carolyn, I'm sorry. And then Kim.
And Carolyn.
Carolyn and then Kim. Janet Kay?
Yes, so I'm against at least removing the CFO report. There was no report provided at the last open session, even though it was on the agenda, and even though there was a report sent. So I would like to at least include a report from the CFO for the public to hear based on the material that was provided last time.
I have to speak against.
Janet Kay, did you finish?
Yes.
Okay, next person I had was Carolyn.
Yes, thank you. I'm against in principle removing reports from the CFO or the IEG on the grounds that we may possibly abuse the privilege of extending time. We need to hear it, and if it's not worth extending time, we won't extend time. Thank you. So I'm against the motion.
Okay, we have anybody who will speak for the motion?
This is Kim.
You're speaking for the motion?
Well, let me ask a question. Let me do a point of
information. We've already heard, if you're speaking, we're taking this back, but did you have a point of information?
Well, I don't know. I guess I want to offer a compromise. If we can get a report on the audit, then perhaps we don't need a full report. But I would like to hear an update on the audit.
Well,
how about the listeners?
We're taking a
Well, yeah, I mean...
Okay, we're speaking out of context. Anybody else want to speak in favor of this motion? Anyone else?
Mr. Chair, I'll amend it. I don't see why we should waste time voting on this. I'll amend it to just strike the ED report.
Just do the ED report?
Yeah. Just strike the ED report. Keep the CFO report if folks have questions.
Okay. Is there any...
I have the same objection, Hank.
Okay. The amendment was to strike the ED and add just do the CFO report. Okay. Hank, you want to speak against this particular amendment?
Yes. These reports are not strictly for the PNB. They are also for our listeners on the stream. If they have information that's not able to be known by the public, that's for executive session. But the public is allowed to listen to this portion of the meeting, and these reports are allowed to be given in this portion of the meeting to inform our members as much as the PNB.
No, thank you.
Janet Kay.
Who is this?
Janet Kay.
You're speaking against or for this?
Yes. Well, yes. Well, I actually have a point of information. I have a point of information.
What's your point of information?
I thought that Margie said that she has, well, she didn't submit a written report, but she has something that she...
In executive session, she said.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyone else speaking either for or against this amendment to just...
Point of information?
Yes, Carolyn.
Is it possible for the IED to give us a written report, which she has not prepared for tonight, and then that would make our decision much easier here?
I beg your pardon? What did you say?
Is it possible for you to give us a written report, which you said you had not prepared for tonight?
You mean sometime in the future? Yes, I intend to do that.
Within a week, perhaps?
Certainly. Certainly before the next meeting. I will also, I'm happy to have my open reports posted on the webpage, because I agree with Hank that I think members have a perfect right to know what's going on. I'm not withholding information. I'm just a little overwhelmed.
Right, thank you. No, that's my point. Thank you.
I'd be happy to have my written public reports posted on the Pacifica webpage so that people would have access to them. That's a suggestion. I will certainly have an open report and a closed session report for the board for next week.
Okay.
Janet Kay, point of information?
Yes, what's your point of information?
So are the CFO reports, public reports, posted to the Pacifica website?
Right now, no reports are published.
Oh, well, that would be great if that could happen.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going back to the stack. Is anyone else speaking for or against the amendment to just do the CFO report?
Mr. Chair, I will withdraw my opposition so long as Margie will go ahead and post that report as soon as possible.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any objection to just the having the CFO report? No objection?
I object because there's so much going on in the network and we are not getting a report is pretty stunning to me.
Okay. Adina
for the stack.
Okay.
Serene with a point of information.
Adriana?
Somebody has their streaming on.
Yes. I'm sorry. Do I have the floor?
No, Serene had a point of information, then we'll go to Adriana. Go
ahead. Thanks.
I have the point of
Serene, what's your point of information?
I think Adriana is saying hers was a point of information, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Adriana, what's your point of information?
Mr. Chair, we agree that when we are approving motions for the agenda are two in favor and two against. Can we discuss the motion when we arrive to the time? Because are five or ten people talking about the same issue over and over?
Janet Kay, I want to speak against.
Okay, well, to address it, some of those points were points of information, but we got the point that you're making. Okay, Janet Kay, you want to speak against?
I'm sorry, I have a point of information.
I'm sorry, Serene, what's your point of information?
Okay, so I thought I heard a member say earlier that she would be willing to pass on the reports if, in fact, there was an update on the audit. Do I now hear that member is objecting to passing on the IED report? Did I misunderstand her?
I guess the member... Do you wish to address that?
Mr. Chair, this is Brian with a point of privilege.
Yeah, right.
With the body's permission, I'd like to withdraw my motion. My goal is to save us time. These items only have 15 minutes total on the agenda, and we're spending that long debating it. It's not worth it.
Okay. Motions have been withdrawn. Is any objection to withdrawing these motions? No objections? Any further discussion?
Well, I do have a question. Is it possible to withdraw a motion once it's been accepted for discussion? I don't believe
it is. If no one objects.
I think we just need to move to a vote.
Carolyn,
no, I think
but if no one objects, then we'll go to the motion. We'll go to the vote. But if there's anyone...
Janet, could I speak against the motion?
Well, first of all...
I was on the stack next.
Okay, I'll get to you, Janet Kay. Well, I'm just saying to Carolyn that because he wants to withdraw, we're putting it to the body. Since there is an objection, then we'll have to vote on.
Mr. Chair, I don't believe it was ever seconded.
Yeah, I did, Benito.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry, Benito.
Okay.
So, can I speak now, please? It'll be quick.
Point of order. Point of order.
Yes, Shireen, what's your point of order?
I believe I heard the vice chair say that or ask whether there was an objection to withdrawing the motion that has generated more time in discussion than it would have on the agenda, which is the motivation for the member attempting to withdraw it so we can move. Can we get a response to that before people try to speak to something that may or may not even be on the floor?
Yeah, Janet Kay, I know you had an objection. I assume you were for having both reports. Now you're saying you're against having both reports that's originally on the agenda? So Janet,
no, I'm against removing the IED report only. Which is
No, if I drop my motion we can't speak to it anymore.
You cannot drop it is my point.
The body has to let it go.
There's no objection. People, listen up.
Okay, could everybody just stop talking? I'm going to address Janet Kay.
We can't hear you, Mr. Chair.
Can you hear me now?
No, you're like at the end of a long tunnel.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Same.
What I'm saying is, Janet Kay, that if you don't object to it, you'll be back on the agenda. So why are you objecting to it?
All right. Well, I just want to make a comment that even if the IED does not have a report, people, directors might want to ask questions during that time.
Okay. So is there no objection to keeping the agenda as it is? We're here for both reports. Is there any objection to that? So without objection, we're here for both reports. Is there any further on the discussion on the agenda? Okay, is there any objection to the agenda, proceeding with the current agenda? Without objection, we'll proceed with the present agenda.
As amended.
I'm sorry?
As amended.
As amended.
With.
As amended, with Janet Kay's amendment.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a point of information.
Yes, who is this, Lawrence?
Yes, sir.
What's your point of information?
So my point is, my question is, when we get to the budgets, when we get to the NFC report, are we going to vote on the budgets individually per station or as a package?
Brian, you want to address that?
They're on the agenda individually.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the next item we have on the agenda, the affiliate director candidate interviews have been postponed. Next item we have is balloting process for affiliate directors. We have 5 minutes on this item. Our timekeeper will keep up with the 5 minute. Is there any discussion? Who's going to present and discuss this balloting process?
This is Margie.
Yes, Margie.
Okay. So what has happened in the past is that an email ballot has been sent out by the secretary and received by parties designated by us, and a count takes place in a public venue. John Gary and Terry Goodman, who have done this in the recent past, have agreed to do this process, and I believe that Serene is prepared to send out the ballots. That whole event is postponed now because we will not be able to hear from, we will not be able to have the interviews with the candidates for the affiliate director position until next Thursday. But I think I, unless there's some objection to the process that has been used in the past, I would suggest that that's what we go forward with.
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
I move that before the two named people count the votes, that the KPFK LSB be notified as to the date in order to get monitors to watch it so people from the other faction can have the opportunity to come and witness the count.
Is there a second to that motion?
Margie seconds that motion.
Okay, it's been seconded. Timekeeper, we're keeping up. We only have 5 minutes on this item. Is there any discussion on the...
Yeah, let's have that in writing, please.
I'm sorry?
Oh. Let's have that motion in writing.
Kim, could you submit that in writing?
Yeah.
Is there any objection to that motion?
This is Brian. I'd like to see it in writing before I vote on it.
Okay. We'll wait till we get it in writing. Kim, could you submit that in writing?
Uh-huh.
While we're waiting on that, is there any further discussion on this item in terms of the agenda item balloting process for affiliate directors? Kim, are you submitting that?
Yes, I'm just writing it up. Sorry. I should write these things before. Maybe I'll learn my lesson, but I haven't yet, so I'm doing it.
Point of information.
Yes, Serene, what's your point of information?
Yeah, would it be appropriate for us to mention the change in the membership of the PMB at this point?
That's not really on the agenda, and I think if we do that, we'll enter into a debate and a discussion. So we're on balancing process for affiliate directors.
Okay, it's simply that we have dead air, but, you know, that's just fine. It's public information, but okay.
But if you can tie that into the balloting process for affiliate directors, you're perfectly welcome to discuss it.
No, I think we would have to take a break from the agenda. As it is, we're waiting for Kim's motion. We're not doing anything, and this is public information that folks are entitled to know. I don't see that anyone should seriously. I can't imagine there's a serious objection to.
I didn't used to like dead air, but I'm starting to.
But
Mr. Chair, perhaps we could proceed with the next item.
we still got.
Kim's motion has been distributed.
Okay, Kim's motion has been distributed. Okay, is there any discussion on Kim's motion?
Kim, Benita to the floor, to the stack.
Benita.
Yeah, could Kim read the motion again, please?
Kim,
I've got to go to my scent box now. Okay. Oh, no, I got
it. The KPFK LSB be notified of the date of the vote count with adequate time of at least several days so that there can be vote watchers present.
Okay.
If someone second that, I'll be glad to.
Second.
Okay. Kim, did you read the motion or?
Serene just read it. Okay. Somebody read it.
All right. Is there any objection to this motion?
There's no objection to the motion. The motion is adopted. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak on the balloting process for affiliate directors? There's no further discussion on that item. We'll move to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is the WPFW lease. I will turn this portion over to Margie again.
Okay, you're gonna report. You're gonna lead this discussion, Tony.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have grandchildren here. Go ahead, Tony.
Yes. We voted in closed session on the proviso to provisionally release, based on it being brought to the public, and based on the attorney's letter. And I believe all those things have been done. And I would proceed to with a motion that we approve the WPFW lease.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
This is Lawrence.
Thank you. Okay.
And Janice seconded it as well.
Okay, thank you. All right, so there's it's been moved and seconded, and I'll take a speaker's list and ask the timekeeper to watch that people get their 90 seconds, okay? We have 15 minutes total on this item. Who wants to talk? What?
I would talk first.
Okay.
Benito.
Okay, Lawrence and Benito and anybody else? All right, we'll start with you two and see if that inspires others. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay, so I'm speaking in favor of approving the lease. The updated information of the contract and lease was provided to the board. I found it to be satisfactory, other than that one clause that Ms. Gate would send out. Maybe Tony could address that. But for the most part, what we asked for in closed session, which should have been held in open session, I don't understand why we had that discussion in closed session, because there was really no reason not to have it in open session. That we do it now in the light of the day, and that we pass this motion to lease up WPFW.
Hank to the stack.
Okay, Benito. Gotcha, Hank.
Okay, so I had a question and a comment. And I'm not clear as to how to proceed, because I thought that my question was really a closed session type question, but at the same time I understand we're supposed to vote on the lease. In open session, if that's correct. I don't know how. Well, okay. Margie, if you can.
So we can discuss the lease. You can say whether you support it or don't. I think the thing that we have to be careful about discussing in open session is any advice from attorneys. That conversation would have to go on in closed session. So if that's an issue that you want to talk about, then we may have to think about whether we want to go into closed session to discuss that and then come back out to vote in public session.
So, yeah, I think that's getting... Margie, I think that's getting to my question, because I think that we need to get the answer concretely to the question that was posed last week.
Have you
in order to take that vote.
Oh.
However, I do have a statement I want to make in open session.
Go ahead. You have 90 seconds.
And then, Janet, K, point of procedure.
One minute. One minute left. Go ahead, Benita.
Okay, so I just want to say that I was the one vote against this lease and against this move at the LSB. And I stated that last week. I don't remember if in open or closed or in both. I just wanted to repeat that. And however, the reason being that the community is overwhelmingly against the move to a lobby alley location, and we also have concerns about the amount of the rent, et cetera. However, given that the LSB voted overwhelmingly with my one, objection to in favor of the lease, I'm just going to announce that I, when it comes time for the vote, I'm going to abstain in the vote because I have to represent the people who elected me, most importantly, and but also the LSB. So I just want to make that statement. Nevertheless, having said all that, I just like everybody else, needs to know the answer to the question that was raised last week before
Thanks.
We vote.
Thank you, Benito. Who is that?
Janet Kay, can I just...
I know. Hold on, Janet. I know you have a point of procedure, but... And I have Hank on the list, and who was the other voice? I couldn't hear it.
Tony,
thank you. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, got it. Okay. So go ahead, Janet. What's your point of procedure?
Well, for the public, could somebody give a kind of summary of this lease and some of the key clauses?
That's a good idea. Tony, can you do that?
Sure, but I don't want to take up my time. That's not going to be my time for the staff.
No, that's not your time. This is just in response to...
Okay, a summary of the lease. This is the lease for the WTFW to move the location on K Street. It's a lease for 4 years at about, I believe it's 30-something dollars a square feet. It's a substantially reduced rent, which is at that location, it's about $60 a square feet. It was already a TV and a radio studio. It gives us a lot more space than where we are now. The amount is roughly about $13,000 a month, which is less than what we had in our previous lease on Champlain Street. The landlord is giving us at least about $140,000 in funds for build out, to build it out. And the lease is for 4 years. So that's pretty much the essence of the lease. Is to we can sublease portions of it if we do. And then after 4 years, there may be a chance or an option to either renew it. If the landlord doesn't renovate the building, we may be able to stay there. But our intent with the LSP is to hopefully only stay there for 4 years, and by then we can raise the capital funds and buy our own building, which is really the intent that the LSP discussed. So that's it. A summary of the important points. And this lease has been negotiated for the
last... Wait, Tony, save that. That's your argument. You save that for later. That
okay.
was a good information report. Thank you. Hank, you're up.
Well, I, for one, oppose the lease, and I want to thank our compatriot from WPFW who voted against it at the LSB level. The PNB has been offered zero in the way of other options to look at. It is expensive. I easily found cheaper properties of the same or larger square footage and some that were approximately the same size in less than an hour looking online and looking at pictures of the buildings and stuff with better parking situations, almost half of what this will cost, which if you do the math in the long run saves an awful lot of money because the cost of this is closer to $14,000 a month and goes up over the four-year period. Also, there's one parking space with it. Any additional parking space is extra, and one parking space can run you $150 or more a month. Additionally, the community has spoken up on a number of emails that I've received, even though I'm not in their main email loop. And the only people that I can find that actually do support are LSB members and the few people involved in the search committee. So I'm hearing essentially two different stories, but I'm going to lean towards what the listeners have to say. I'm against this move because, A, initially they had 5 years.
Time.
Five entire. May
Thanks.
I continue for a moment?
You can finish your sentence.
Well, they had 5 years to look for a place and found this temporary place, which only lasted a year. The process is broken.
Thank you. Tony and then Lydia. Does anybody else want to be on the stack? Do I hear any more?
Serene, please.
Serene. Okay. Tony, go ahead.
Janet C. also would like to be on the stack. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you, Janet. Okay.
Thanks. I want to quickly.
And Hank again.
Go ahead, Tony.
I want to quickly state that that's not correct. The overwhelming majority of listeners are not against this lease. So let's just get that straight. And
I can produce emails.
Hank.
Well, no, that's not correct. The overwhelming, I think we know more about what's happening at right here in Washington than someone in Houston. But the overwhelming majority of our listeners are not against this lease. I can tell you that much. That is not correct. That's why the LSB voted basically unanimously for the lease. And we have at least 16 or 18 listener representatives who are in tune with the listeners. So that is not correct. In terms of, I think it's misleading to say, I was chair of the local station board, and I was on the relocation committee. We were diligently looking for locations. It's not that we didn't find locations. We found a lot of locations with lower prices. The problem is, if you get a lower price, we'll have to come up with build-out money. Right. You can go on the Internet and find lower prices per square footage. Yes, you can do that. But when you get to
the calculator.
Hank, you may not...
Cut that out.
Tony. Hank, you may not speak out of turn. Don't do it again, please. You are on the list. I will call on you if we have time. Go ahead.
Well, then he needs to address
Hank,
the group
Hank,
on the group issue.
You do not get to direct the discussion. He gets to say whatever
me.
He wants.
Point of order.
What is your point of order?
Madam Chair, the gentleman is responding directly to me and my statement.
Whoa. It's not about you.
What I said was not true.
It doesn't matter, Hank. He gets
point
to say what
privilege.
He wants. Please do not interrupt the speaker. What is your point of personal privilege, Carolyn?
My point of personal privilege is that a member is asking for a point of personal privilege without naming it as such, and I think the chair needs to...
Point of order.
Serene, please.
Excuse me.
Let me do this.
And the chair might well remind the speaker that he should name it as a point of personal privilege. He has the opportunity to respond. Yeah. Thank you.
What is your point of personal privilege, Hank?
Madam Chair, we're at time on this item.
You have no reason to be upset with me about this.
No,
he started
Hank,
the back and forth. All I did was make my statement.
You interrupted. You don't get to do that.
Yes, because
if you
he
say,
was attacking me personally, saying the stuff I was saying wasn't true.
Okay. Oh, my
did you not
God.
Hear
okay,
it?
We're done. It's time. We're at time on this question. I know there are people left on the speaker's list, but...
Madam Chair, I'll move to extend time. This is Lawrence.
How long?
It's pointless.
10 minutes.
I second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to extend time for 10 minutes. It's not debatable. It takes 2/3. Is that right? Am I right about that?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Serene, please call the roll.
Are there any objections?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are there any objections to extending time for 10 minutes?
Yes.
I thought so. Go ahead. Take the roll.
Janice Lanyard. I cannot hear you, Janice.
I vote yes.
Brian Edwards Tudor.
No.
Janet Colburn. Yes. Margie Wilkinson.
Pass.
Rodrigo Agueta. Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
Kim Coffin.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
I can barely hear the secretary.
Is that a yes or a no?
Hank, are you voting?
Hank, you heard your name. You know the issue. What is your vote?
Now I can hear you. Yes, I vote against it.
George?
What? This is for extending for 10 minutes.
Colburn, why are you speaking?
Please.
I vote against extending
just like I'm going to vote against the bill.
Okay, so you're voting no on extending. Is that what you said?
Hank, you need to clarify what you're doing here. You said yes, but you're against it.
I am voting against the extension.
Thank you.
Then the word would be no. George Reiter.
Before I couldn't hear you, and I said so.
George Reiter.
Yes.
Richard Bell.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Green votes no. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Benito Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Heather Gray.
I'm sorry, I'm...
I don't know what you said.
Are you...
Someone pressed the key as you were speaking, Heather. What is your vote?
I'm sorry, I'm saying yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Margie Wilkinson, you passed.
Yeah, but I'm acting as chair now, so you need to call on Tony.
Thankful, I think
Tony Norman.
I'm abstaining.
And so am I.
Seen it.
Okay.
One moment.
Hi, this is Jim Brown. I was muted.
Yes, Jim, your vote?
No.
Thank you, one moment. Looks like 12-4, Madam Chair. Apparently we are extended.
Okay, Benito to the stack as well.
No, Tony, finish. I was interrupted. I need to get my time.
Margie,
Tony has 30 seconds remaining on his 90.
Okay. Go ahead, Tony. Well, wait a minute. Now I have to deal with Hank's point of personal privilege. Hey, the phone is off the hook in the kitchen. I'm sorry. I apologize. The phone is off the hook in the kitchen, and that's my family you're hearing. I apologize for the noise. All right, Hank. Is this one off the hook? Sorry about that, everybody.
She's human. She got a family.
A lot of them. And they're noisy. I think I have to call on Hank, who requested a point of personal privilege. Go ahead.
We heard from his point of privilege.
We heard from him.
Okay. Are you satisfied that you made your point of personal privilege?
Yes. It's just that, you know, a person has an opportunity to respond.
Got
if
it.
They are being spoken directly against.
Okay. All right. I will call on you. Tony, please finish.
Yeah, what I was saying, that's not an attack on anyone. I'm just simply pointing out when you go on the webpage and see lower prices, there are other factors that you have to factor in. For instance, you don't factor in the build out. That's another factor that you have to look at. We found places. The problem is that we were rejected by many of those landlords. There were excellent places at lower prices. We were rejected by those landlords simply because of the credit rating of Pacifica. That's another factor that you don't factor in. So we have to, when they look at our credit report, they look at Pacifica's financials. And most of those places have rejected us because of Pacifica. So those are the factors you have to take into consideration.
Thank you. Okay, Lydia.
Yes, Tony just made my point is that those who have not been on the board before and also those who have stations that are owned by the station and are not renting have perhaps less of a sense of what it is to have to look for this commercial property when you have an abysmal credit rating. And so that's one issue. My issues were technical because I think I defer to the LSB in terms of where they would like to move. But I do think it's very much our concern about the elements in the... Some of it was clarified. So it turns out that even though originally we thought they would have 180 days to move should the landlord redevelop the property, it would be instead 120. So at least that was clarified in the lease, and hopefully the LSC is clear about that as well. I had a couple of little concerns. I have not, unfortunately, had time to look at the lease after the changes beyond that, the 120-day issue. I'm just arriving home. I'm hoping to glance over it very quickly before I have to vote. I may abstain, or I will vote yes, but I don't intend to vote no. Thank you.
Okay. Next is Doreen.
Hank, back to the stack, please.
I've got you.
Okay, thanks.
Go ahead.
Thank
and
you.
Tony, so, back to the stack.
Okay.
If someone can mute, it's pound town one. I know, I'm a supporter of WPFW and a member of WPFW, and I loved the space that they had at Champlain Street. They've been out of there for a while. It's very hard to work and to maintain the sense of community when you're working in a space that is not built for radio or built for meetings or built for communicating with other producers and meetings with listeners and so on and so forth. It's really important that they have a home. And I do not think that this is necessarily the very best deal in town. I don't think we're equipped to get the very best deal in town for the reasons that Mr. Norman just stated. I think that we need to make sure that PFW gets off on a capital campaign to get a building that is owned. The fact that it's a four-year lease doesn't necessarily mean they have to stay there for 4 years. If someone can come up with money and property sooner, I'm sure the landlord would be willing to work with that. A sublet is possible. The lease specifically makes that provision. So it is not, I think, the best of all worlds, but things seldom are, I do think that the staff is entitled to be in a place that allows them to produce the product, the kind of radio that the D.C. area needs, that Pacifica needs. So while, like Benito, I will be abstaining because I do have some concerns, I do not think that we should simply say, no, there's a cheaper space down the block, because things are seldom that simple. Thanks.
I'm sorry, I put myself on mute. I apologize. Janet Coleman.
Carolyn Burden on the side, please. Thank you.
Oh, I think it's a mistake to confuse real estate with broadcasting imperative. I think that PFW has got to make a continuous move. We're under the gun to move. They've got to be on their toes and right ready to start up to broadcast. They have to make that transfer. To me, who has now, I'm part of a station that has a property, but no broadcasting studio. And no immediate, nothing really immediate in sight that does all the functions of a broadcasting station. If they have this amount of buildup already, they are way ahead of the game. I don't think it important in an inflated housing market for an economically challenged radio station to take on a debt just because it's real estate and you should own your own property. Property is not, to me, the essential thing here. Our broadcasting capability is far more important. So I support this move for PFW.
Thank you. I have Carolyn on the list, and let me ask if there are any other people who have not spoken before I go to second-time speakers. Is there anyone who hasn't spoken who'd like to be added to the list? Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, thank you. I have two questions. One is, has anyone done a real cost-benefit analysis of the new property and factored in the build-out that they're not having to pay for, as opposed to one of the properties that other people have come up with, including Hank, and as Tony points out, the committee, where build-out would be a big factor. Has anyone really compared the actual cost, including build-out versus no build-out? And then my second point relates to Serene Roberts, who pointed out that she's a member of WPFW. I'm not sure what that means, but is she a voting member? Is she a member?
I'm a member of all five stations in the network. It means that you contribute $25 a year to the station.
I see, but it doesn't mean you have a vote, I hope.
Well, she has a vote at that station.
No.
Marty, please do not waste the board's time. Otherwise, I'll be forced to take a point of personal privilege to address this
person. Madam Chair, my point is exactly that.
Whether you get to vote at one station?
You don't. You can only vote at one station. Thank you. Well, you said you had to vote at all five?
No.
You do?
No, I'm a
member. Point of order.
Point of order. This is Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Okay. I'm up to second time.
Point of order. This is Brian.
Oh, Brian, I'm sorry. Point of order.
When people ask rhetorical questions during debate, the chair should not engage in colloquy with the speaker.
That was not rhetorical. It was a factual question.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a vote or not?
Okay, never mind. Let's go on. I have how much time do we have left, Brian, on this point?
We've reached the end of our 10-minute extension.
Okay. So I think that Hank and Tony...
Well, Benito, proposed 5 minutes.
Okay. Benito has proposed a 5-minute extension. Is there any objection to a 5-minute extension?
I object. Tony objects.
Okay. So I'll ask, is there a second to the 5-minute extension? All right, in that case, I don't think there's any need to vote on the extension, and we're ready to come to a vote. Tony,
I support the 5-minute extension. Sorry, I was on mute.
So you're seconding the 5-minute extension. Okay.
Of course.
Okay, very good. Madam Secretary, will you take the vote, please?
Janice Lane. Janice, can you hear me?
I vote yes for the time extension.
Brian Edwards-Siebert.
No.
Janet Colbin.
Pass.
Marky, I'm sorry. Rosrito, are you here? Lydia Berzon. Kim Kaufman.
I'm going to pass.
Valentine.
I vote yes.
Adriana Castaneda.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
Yes to the extension.
George Reiter. Richard Uzo.
Yes.
George, was that you saying yes?
Yes, it was.
Richard Uzzell. Right. Richard, I can't hear you. Carolyn Baden.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Green votes no. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Aye, aye.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Tony Norman.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Lydia, I did not hear you.
Hold on a second. Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Richard Uzzell, I did not hear you. Heather Gray.
I said yes.
Oh, Mama.
This is Richard. Was that vote to extend time again?
Yes.
No,
yes, it was, Richard.
Yes.
Yes, it was to extend time for 5 minutes.
What the hell? I'll vote yes.
is only time.
We have 14-3. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
No. Okay. No, thank you. Okay, so we have an extension of 5 minutes, and once again, I'll ask if there's anyone who hasn't spoken yet before I call on people who want to speak for a second time. All right, very good. Hank?
This is Lydia.
All right, so I have Hank, Tony, and Lydia. We have 5 minutes.
And Benito.
You spoke at the beginning. All right, very good. Okay. So we have Hank, Tony, Benito, and Lydia. Go ahead.
But I was before, I'm not sure about Hank, but certainly before Tony and Lydia.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. Go ahead, Hank.
Okay. I took a calculator to this. I used the $150 to $200 square foot price for rebuilding on the Good Hope location that I found, and it doesn't add up to the same amount of spending that is going to go into the extra rent and the move. You know, and it's a more permanent location. It can, in fact, be bought. It is just a house. But KPFT has been getting buying a house all these many years on much less square footage. It isn't a matter of location to operate this station, nor a matter of necessity of location. What's needed are the proper electrical stuff, which is going to end up costing extra in that building because radio stations are electricity intensive, and the contract says that their use must remain commensurate with other users in the building. Regular offices have a copier as their heavy electric user. We'll have that and all our electrical equipment. Additionally, no other options were brought before this body at all. And I've asked for a long time for, you know, what are the other options? What else can we see? Is there any other choice? And that's all been rejected out of hand and ignored. I just ask for more options so that this body can deliberate with some information rather than just opinion that, oh, yes, I like this location, which is essentially all we're getting.
Jim Brown to the stack, and I haven't spoken yet.
Okay. So I'm going to move Jim Brown up to the top of the stack. Go ahead, Jim.
It is, first of all, when we had the architect on last week or the week before, he spoke to the fact that the utilities were included in the rent. He also spoke to the fact that the build-out money was not money that we were spending. It's money that not money that's coming out of our budget. It's money that the landlord is putting up for the build-out. So it's not costing us a dime to do that. And also, it is
Jim,
very...
Jim, hang on 1 second. I want to ask people who are not speaking to put their phones on mute. I can hear a lot of rumble conversation in the back room. Go ahead, Jim. I'm sorry.
Okay. But I just want to clarify the fact that we are getting a lot of information, and just I really, really would like us to pay attention to what the information we're getting and not just have us to waste time going over and over things that are not true. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, back to the second timers. I have Benito, Tony, Lydia, and now Carolyn. Go ahead, Benito.
Okay, number one, I couldn't hear Lydia very well the last time she spoke, and maybe she can clarify her points. The only thing I could make out is about the LSB, I'll just say this, is under the understanding that this is a four-year lease, and I think that's part of the questions that need to be clarified. So, one. Number two, this lease is going to require $70,000, according to the Michelle's, the former IGM's budget. It was going to require $70,000 being taken out of what was formerly a $200,000 move-out or relocation budget or capital grant. And $50,000 or $60,000 had already been taken out by Summer Reese in order to move to the present location. So 60 and 70 is 130, and we had 200,000, so that would leave us with $70,000 from out of what was supposed to have been $200,000 in order for a permanent relocation. And so it's like I said before, that relocation budget keeps on disappearing and disappearing and disappearing. You know, so that, okay, point two. Point three.
Thank you.
Can I say one sentence?
No.
Madam Chair, we're at time on both the speaker and the extension.
Okay. So